from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The what if this is confidence-based with Deshaun Watson, and I do think, like, hey, you're having trouble with touch on long-term passes. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's see where we are with our shoulder, make sure it's structurally sound, accentuate the short passing game. Like, you can mitigate that. Yeah. Hey, you're not moving as fast as you did 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Ways to mitigate that. Confidence, the mental health side of things, is the ultimate. One, it's the ultimate how do you fix that? And also, it's the thing that in sports in general and in, I don't know, American culture, we're literally the worst at addressing other than the physical things that a quarterback might be going through.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is a variable when it comes to Deshaun that is very, very hard for some people to understand. And I think it's hard to know exactly where he is.
Yeah.
Because he has been through a lot. It's self-inflicted, but he has been through a lot. And I've said this a lot, both on social media and on this radio station, Nick. So before I became the full-time Cavs beat reporter for Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer, I did a bunch of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I did was NFL draft coverage for our site. And I went to the combine. And I remember being at the scouting combine the year that Deshaun was there. This was a number of years ago. And he was larger than life. And everybody wanted to be around him. He had this magnetic personality. He was beloved by people from where he played in high school. He was beloved by the Clemson fan base because he was a hero to all of those fan bases because of the things that he accomplished on the field and because of the way that he carried himself off the field, too. In Houston, it was the same thing with the Houston Texans. You know, there were all these videos about the things that he was doing for the lunch ladies during some of the hurricanes and paying for people to get meals and stuff like that and doing these autograph signings and the lines that were out the door to see him and meet with him and interact with him. And that's who he was. That's who he always was. And then he went through the stuff that he went through off the field. And I remember seeing him this past year, Nick. I was in Los Angeles. It was before a Cavs-Lakers game. And he was sitting courtside. And he was with somebody, but he was sitting courtside. And he was just, he wanted to be to himself.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want anybody around him. He had his tight inner circle, and that's it. And that was like 7-8 years after the first interaction that I had with him, the first time that I saw him in a public environment and stuff like that. And I just said, oh my God, this was a dude who was once larger than life. This was a dude who was once like a hero, a sports hero to a lot of people. And now here he is. It's Los Angeles. It's crypto.com. It's before a Lakers game. And he was just there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was just like a different kind of thing. And I just don't know how somebody who has been a sports hero and beloved his entire life because of the things that he accomplished and the things that he earned, I don't know how he handles this shift that he's had personally.
I think we can guess, given some of the responses he's had in camp.
Feels like it, right?
And, you know, I also think that this goes into the conversation about, are you surrounding yourself with the right people? I also think, man, like, you know, ISB Mac, part of this came into, mm-hmm. you know, that question was to the, that answer was to the question, is there something the Browns can do to help Deshaun with the confidence?
Yeah.
And the truth is, confidence, I do think, can be helped by having a good series of games. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're three games away from breaking out of this. But I think to what you just said there, like, it is totally normal that everything Deshaun went through, whether he caused it to himself or not, however you view that, it's totally normal you would come out of that a different person.
Yeah.
But what you have to learn is a human being. If the lesson that you learn is, I'm going to change who I am entirely, mm-hmm. and I no longer want to be around people, and I'm going to change the fundamental things that made me a success.
Yeah.
You're probably not making the right choices.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking in a generality because I'm not close to Deshaun. I don't think anybody in town that I know of is close to Deshaun.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's kind of part of it. Like, if you, I think we get, there's this thing that happens when anybody goes through a time where they feel judged.
Yeah.
Which is you immediately want to tell everybody, that's not who I am.
Yeah, I'm different.
And that's not how you do it.
Right.
How you do it is by not talking and showing with your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that, like, for Deshaun, as somebody who roots for everyone to be better,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, especially at you're in my age, you're either getting healthier or you're getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just talking about physical health. I'm talking about more mental health. You're either dealing with whatever built up over time, childhood stuff, you know, mistakes you've made. You're either dealing with it or you're, it's actively making you sicker.
Yeah.
So this idea that the response to everything is, I'm cordoned, you know, it's a very human I understand it.
Yeah.
But somebody has to get to him and say, you got to find that old Deshaun Watson, the
right.
good of Deshaun Watson, minus whatever might have gotten you into the bad of Deshaun Watson. And that's there's one dude that can do it. It's Deshaun.
Yeah.
It's the thing that hurts is, like, to see somebody struggle like that. It does, whether you like Deshaun or not, you can always find empathy with anybody on the planet. And to see somebody struggle with that, that is the part of it that I think is toughest, not as a fan of Deshaun, but as a fan of people,
mm-hmm.
to watch him continue. I don't want to say wallow, because, again, I don't know. We're right. only seeing what he lets us see. But I think you're spot on with where you're at with this.
I also think it's fair to say that not everybody is built for that.
Yeah.
And I think within that, I think it's fair to wonder if he is built for that. To me, it doesn't feel like he's built for that.
I don't think that is a wrong way to feel to this point until you see something different from Deshaun
uh-huh.
that makes you, like, there were a couple moments in camps, and certainly last year, where it felt like you started to see the real Deshaun. And then for some reason, it never broke through.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.